Good evening, everyone. It is September 7th, 2022, in compliance with the Open Public Meetings Act. This is a regular meeting of the Township Committee. The meeting notice was posted on the Township website, distributed to the Hundred in Review, Courier News, the Express Times, the Hundred in County Democrat, and the Star Ledger. After the flag salute, would you please observe a moment of silence in honor of our servicemen and women, first responders, and people of Ukraine. Please rise for the flag salute.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. We'll need to use every seat. I see a few people looking around for empty seats, so if you have one near you, please make it available. First on the agenda are minutes from the executive session of July 6, 2022. Has the committee had a chance to review? Any comments to be made or a motion to approve?
I'll make a motion to approve the executive session minutes of July 6, 2022.
Second.
Any further discussion or roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. Next, we have the minutes of the regular meeting of August 3rd, 2022. Any discussion on the minutes or motion to approve?
I'll make the motion to approve minutes from August 3rd.
Second.
Any further discussion or roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. That takes us to public comments limited to agenda items only. There will be a second public comment for comments on any topics you'd like. But for agenda items only, is there a motion to open to public comment?
I'll make a motion to open to public comment, agenda items only.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. This time, if anyone would like to make a comment on the items listed on the agenda, which is available in the back of the room and posted on the website, please come to the microphone. Seeing no one coming forward, is there a motion to close public comment on agenda items?
I'll make the motion to close public comment on agenda items.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. Then we have Resolution 87-2022, which is a technical accounting matter. It's a so-called Chapter 159. The police department received a 2022 National Police Association grant in the amount of $1,000. This resolution allows us to put this into our annual budget with recognizing the revenues and recognizing the appropriation under the caption of public and private programs offset by revenue 2022 National Police Association grant. Any discussion by the committee or a motion to approve Resolution 87-2022?
I'll make a motion to approve Resolution 87-2022.
Second.
Any discussion from the committee? Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. That's the end of resolutions. First item of unfinished business. Some weeks ago on August 12th at 3 p.m., the township opened sealed bids, which we had put out requesting bids for the 2022 road materials program. Two bids were received. Both prices are higher than the prices that we can get from the co-op. In past years, we'd gotten both better pricing and some better material. So the DPW director, Warren Gabriel, is requesting that we reject both bids. Any discussion or a motion to reject the two bids, one from Tilcon, New York, and one from Stavola Asphalt?
Question about whether or not there's ever any issue with supply of any sort? Getting materials?
Not that I've heard of in past years.
Tom, do you recall? Tom?
Excuse me?
Do you recall any problems with getting building
materials? I don't, and I would think that Warren would acknowledge that.
Okay.
If there was.
All right. So is there any further discussion or motion to reject?
I'm ready to make a motion if everyone's on board or any more discussion. Yep. I make a motion to reject the road material bids as our DPW supervisor has asked us to.
Second.
Any further discussion? Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Next topic is changing the location of our September 21st, 2022 meeting. Tonight we happen to fit in this room. There is some expense involved in moving to the school. Our DPW asked to set up and break down. We thought that we might be able to keep the room set up from the planning board meeting the night before, but that's not possible due to school scheduling. So the discussion for the committee is whether we need and want to move the location from this room for the September 21st regular meeting to the school. I believe the PAC is the room that's available.
Well, I think we're going to do that in case we didn't have 80 people or whatever the number is that we happen to have here tonight, which just seems to be the exact number. So I think we were able to get business done. I don't see a reason to do it at this moment unless we...
You don't see a reason?
I don't see a reason to do it.
When would be the latest that we would have to notify the public of the change of the meeting?
No.
The committee needs to make a motion.
These meetings are scheduled pursuant to our annual notice. So in order to alter that notice, the committee has to do that.
So tonight is when we have to decide.
So the school is available on the
21st. The PAC is available on the 21st.
The PAC, okay.
Yeah.
So it's different than the
it's gym not the
is
gym.
Where
the, gym.
The planning board is going
right.
to be. So we'd have to...
The school has told us we're not... And in any case, they need the gym during the day, so we couldn't leave it all set up Tuesday night and Wednesday night.
The problem I see is that the planning board meeting is going to be the public hearing. You're going to have a lot of people probably come to the township committee meeting the next day. So if it gets shut down...
That's
well, the PAC is what, 100 and 200?
More than 200.
More than 200.
250.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To let me know. He thinks around 250.
I hate to be ignorant. What's the PAC?
That's the old performing the old arts gym. Thing. The old.
Oh, you mean the gym?
Yeah. The old gym. Yeah, not the gym.
The one we used
not
to play dodgeball
yeah,
on.
Yeah. Yeah.
The stage. Where the stage.
The stage, really.
Yeah. Yeah. The stage, yeah.
Yeah.
Where you and I went.
I mean, it doesn't matter to me. I mean, if we feel it needs to be there, I'll have no, you know.
Is there a motion to move the meeting or further discussion?
I would make a motion to move the meeting to the PAC. I mean, just anticipating.
I'll second that motion.
Second? Is there any further discussion? Roll call?
Yes.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Yes. That takes us to new business. First item of new business is renewing the shared service agreement with the Woodland Lebanon Township School District. We provide special law enforcement officers, so-called SLEOs, two SLEOs, fully reimbursed by the school. The agreement before us is the same as the agreement from last year, no change in the rate of pay, just rolled forward with dates for the current school year. Is there any discussion on the SLEO agreement with the Woodland School District, Lebanon Township?
Who wrote this agreement? I just was curious.
This has been evolved over the last 5 years or so.
Okay, so it's the same one.
Last year, the indemnification clause was changed.
Yeah.
But it's evolved. It's the same one that's evolved over the years.
I just noticed on page 6, it's just a housekeeping item under the indemnification.
What's the paragraph?
13.
Page 6, number 13.
Yeah.
Where it talks, it's down to the line number 8, where it talks about the municipality and or one or more of the municipalities, individual committee members, the mayor or the chief of police. I mean, is the mayor not part of the individual committee? Is the mayor separate?
No, the mayor's a committee member.
Why does the mayor have to?
Well, again, that's language that this has been circulated through various police departments. If you want to excise that, feel free to do so, because if the position being asserted is that the term committee members would encompass the mayor, that's accurate.
Yes, in this form of government, that's what it is. It's not a supreme being.
So, do we need a motion to amend the agreement?
Well, I had another question.
Well, let me get that correction first.
Yeah, if we're going to make that change, there'd be a motion to amend paragraph 13 to remove the term the mayor, with the understanding that all committee members are covered.
Are you making that motion?
Yes.
Yep.
Okay, I have a question.
Is anybody going to second?
Go ahead.
If there's a discussion on that change.
There'll be a separate motion. If I'm gonna,
then I'll make the second.
Any further discussion on that amendment? Roll call?
Yes.
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 There was some question about the indemnification clause.
Yes.
Raised as to whether or not it was different this year than last year?
It's the same as last year. It's just that it was changed last year. So it's the same as last year. The answer is the same as last year.
It's kind of odd that it mentions all third-party losses in the first paragraph part, but then under the school district, it doesn't mention the same.
I'm looking to the attorney.
I'm looking at the third paragraph. It says, together, the Board of Education parties and hold the BOE parties harmless from and against all third-party losses, claims, demands, and causes of action for damages, including reasonable legal fees, losses for personal injuries or damage to tangible property, so on and so forth. But the school district doesn't subject itself to the same indemnification, doesn't mention third parties. It just mentions willful misconduct or negligent acts or omissions of the school district. Are we not covered by any possible third-party losses, claims, demands, causes of action, also being indemnified by the school district?
If you want to insert that language,
I'd like to do that because that makes it equal. Both sides are subject to the same risks.
And where exactly would you, after which words?
Well, I'd put the paragraph that mentions all third-party losses, claims, demands, and causes of action for damages, including reasonable legal fees, losses for personal injuries. I would like both paragraphs to be exactly the same because we're indemnifying the school district. The school district should also be indemnifying the municipality or the township party.
So in the second paragraph where it says the school district agrees to indemnify the township parties,
and hold
comma, insert including, and then that whole rest of that sentence from above.
Including individual committee members,
yep.
Officers, employees, and agents. Also would be called, I guess, a TP party instead of BOE, township party, and hold them harmless from all third-party losses, claims, demands, causes of action for damages, including reasonable legal fees, losses for personal injuries. It would be the same, basically.
No, I'm just trying to get it very specific, so we're making a specific motion.
We're inserting the language from the third line of the first paragraph.
Correct.
And we're inserting it into the second line of the second paragraph immediately after from and against.
Correct.
So that would be the motion to insert parties harmless from and against all third-party losses, claims, demands, and causes of actions for damages, including reasonable attorney's fees, to be inserted after the word from and against.
And that would be prior to where it says willful misconduct or negligent acts, which appears in the second part of the paragraph.
Correct.
I make that motion.
The motion is on the table. Any discussion or a second?
If Matt's okay with it, you're okay.
Yes.
Second.
Any further discussion? Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. Any further amendments to the SLEO agreement? Any further discussion on the SLEO agreement? Is there a motion to approve the SLEO agreement with the two amendments just passed?
I'll make that motion.
A second.
Any further discussion on the amended agreement? Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. Next item of business is a purchase for a new computer. One of the office computers here crashed. The amount of the new computer would be $1,450, including installation and configuration.
I'm sorry.
Is there any discussion on purchase of a new computer from Intrep Solutions?
This is a state contract, isn't it?
No, it's our standing service provider, but it's right. Under the threshold that requires quotes.
Gotcha.
The actual Dell Optiplex is $950. The installation and configuration is $500.
It's been needed for a while. It was on the wane, and it's dead.
Yep.
So.
Spinning circles?
No, blue screen.
Oh, that's pretty good. That's DOD.
Yeah. Any motion to approve?
I'll make a motion to approve the computer, Dell Optiplex computer for $1,450 for the deputy clerk.
Second.
Any further discussion? Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. Takes us to presentation of vouchers, where we call out anything over $1,000. Tom, over to you.
I have one here for Gephardt and Kiefer for General Matters for $5,000. I want to earmark these. This is also for Gephardt and Kiefer. I don't want to slow the process down. On the next three items that I'm going to read, two items. The voucher amount is considerably less than the back of the billing here. So I'm going to approve these, but I would like to speak to the accounts payable to kind of correct this invoice that I have on the back. So number 2200770 is Gephardt and Kiefer for professional services rendered, $1,221, which is outside the retainer. The other one I have here is number 00769 for Gephardt and Kiefer, which is professional services rendered outside the retainer for $655.83. I then go to the Lebanon Township Board of Education, September school tax, $1,110,860.50. And the final one I have here is, Lebanon Township Board of Ed is the last one that I read, if I didn't correct myself. This one here is for North Hunter and Voorhees Regional High School. This is for the September school taxes, $1,013,901.
Okay. First one here is for Lawman Supply Company for equipment for the police, $7,984.80. Next is for Griffith Ally Trucking for gasoline for the police, $2,187.72. More gasoline from Griffith Ally Trucking for $2,428.03. Morris County Public Safety Training for $3,000 for the tuition for three new officers we hired. And Allied Document Solutions, this is for a HP LaserJet printer for Downs for the police, $1,099.
I've got our September premium for the New Jersey State Health Benefit Plan, $42,317.65.
I have Asphalt Paving Systems, Inc., for double and single applications of oil and chip. So everybody's complaining about the gravel. That's what this is for. $86,356.63. Bill Hodge Electrical Contractors for generator service on the municipality's generators, $1,731. Dependable fire equipment. Annual maintenance inspection of the fire extinguishers. We have quite a number of those in the buildings, $1,345.85. Eastern Concrete Materials. Stone from Morris County Co-op, and it says three-quarter stone for Little Brook Road, $3,124.78. Eastern Concrete Materials again for stone, three-quarter inch stone, $1,289.61. Eastern Concrete Materials, three-quarter inch stone, $2,416.58. Once again, Eastern Concrete Materials, $1,435.02. You can guess what that's for, three-quarter inch stone. Diesel fuel, $4,642.35 from Griffith Allied Trucking, LLC. Here is another invoice for Griffith Allied Trucking LLC, diesel, $3,681.39. Patriotic Office Cleaning, Police Department, Library, and Municipal Building in July, $1,405. Warren Asphalt, 24 tons of asphalt, $1,769.56, but they gave us a 2-cent adjustment. That's it.
And I have none that apply.
So the total voucher list before us, the current account and trust accounts, $2,311,319.05. Developers escrow in addition of $375 for a total of $2,311,694.05, subject to
the invoice numbers that I had previously read into the record, and I'll review that with the accounts payable, and we'll see.
So those two will be in or out depending on your satisfactory.
Yes.
So that is the motion before. Is there a motion to approve the voucher list?
Motion to approve the voucher list.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. That takes. There's no correspondence. This meeting takes us to public comment on any topic anyone would like to make. Is there a motion to open public comment?
I'll make a motion to open to public comment.
I'll second the motion.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. This time, if anyone would like to make a comment, please come to the microphone so we can make sure we hear you in the recording. Not seeing anyone coming forward to make a comment.
Is there something in water tonight?
If there is no public comment, is there a motion to close public comment?
I'll make a motion to close public
Victor,
comment.
Come on up.
There's a motion on the table.
A gentleman.
Oh, okay. I'll retract that.
Mr. Motion. Galbraith, right?
Keith Galloway,
Galloway. I thought it was Galbraith.
I appreciate the fact that you're doing a great deal of work on the old Point Mountain Grange Hall. It's really working out well. But I do have a concern. 2 weeks ago, the county put in a parking lot, I should say, adjacent to. And it's, to me, I find that rather coincidental anyway, but it made me wonder, behind the scenes, are you planning to go to the planning board asking for a variance to put in a septic system right alongside Point Mountain Road so that you can accommodate whatever you want in that building? Because right now, things have seemed to be done so secretively. I'd like to know.
So let me clarify the correct. The Grange, the former Grange at the corner of Point Lebanon Road and Point Mountain Road, has been privately purchased by a private organization named the Squires Point Historians of Lebanon Township, Inc. So this committee, the township government, has nothing to do with what's happening there. So you'd have to direct that question to the Squires Point people, but if anything happens, it's going to be done through all the correct permits and the like. Now, the parking area that you're talking about, just down the road, about a year and a half ago, that was what was called the former Denton property. The county closed on more than 100 acres purchasing that.
Right.
There was an old logging site clearing there, an existing driveway. They contacted the township. The zoning officer said it doesn't require additional permits. The driveway openings are handled by the DPW head, who looked and was familiar with it and said it was an existing opening. So the county has put in a small parking area there. A parking area, I think up to 10 cars is what they indicated. So that's what's happened there as part of the Point Mountain Reserve, Turkey Top Reserve, where they own hundreds of acres up there. That's the background of what you're talking about there.
Well, I recall there wasn't a parking lot opening there for a long time.
It had grown over. Yeah, exactly. It had grown over, but because it was pre-existing, the appropriate agents of the township said they could restore it. So
I think that's a little far-fetched, Mayor, but that's it. But yeah. I think it's far-fetched.
How far is the parking lot from the Grange?
300 feet, 400 feet. No, I've actually paced it off. It's, you'd be surprised, it's more like 300 feet from the corner. I mean, it depends where you say. That's what I mean, depends. I don't know. Okay.
Maybe. Just so you know.
Okay. Do you have to walk across somebody else's property to get to the Grange?
You have to walk down
the property that owns by the county?
Down the public road.
Well, there's no street behind the back of the building.
There's Point Mountain Road. The street is on the side of the building.
Well, that's at the intersection of Point Mountain Road and Scherer?
No.
Point Mountain Road and Mount Lebanon Road.
Okay.
And this is a little bit down Point Mountain Road that he's bringing up.
Okay.
Thank you for your comment.
Hi, Vic Huffman, Buffalo Hollow Road.
When they meaning to move over to the school, who pays for that?
The township doesn't pay any rental fee, but the township, in the past couple of meetings, the school was having their people set up chairs. They could do it during regular hours. Now that has to be done off hours so that they use the building during the day. We will be responsible for our DPW department setting up after they're done with it during their day and then having it ready for their day in the morning.
Will that cost be passed on to the other party of this conversation that we can't mention?
That would be a planning board question. The township committee meeting is a function of the township, so that'll
be... If we're forced to move over to that building because of overpopulation in this room...
For township committee meetings, that's a
for
function...
All.
And I'm distinguishing. For the township committee meeting, it's clearly borne by the township government.
Okay.
For the planning board, I don't know how they handle that.
Ultimately, it's the same party, isn't it?
Yeah, well,
no, but I would refer them to the planning board.
The taxpayer pays it eventually, correct?
I don't know.
There's some
parts of the planning board.
For this committee, yes.
For this committee, yes. For the planning board, I don't know what the applicant pays and what the township pays, and I would probably
direct... I don't know if it's covered in the escrow.
I would direct you to them.
Yeah. If it isn't, it probably should be. That's an issue for the planning board, not the township committee.
Right.
Well, that money comes from the taxpayer anyway, so... Second, has there been any updates as far as what's happening here in the municipal building as far as where we stand, what the interviews have been about or done, or
for the business administrator,
there's
no update on that.
Why?
It's an ongoing investigation.
Who's been investigated so far? As far as I know, nothing's been done.
Mayor, I can, without addressing the content, because we have to wait till it's completed. There are interviews that have been conducted, and there are interviews that are scheduled. I'm not conducting.
What's taking so long?
I can't speak to the content of what's occurring. It's being done by an outside firm. Again, just to answer your question to the fullest extent I can, there have been interviews conducted, there are interviews currently scheduled, and there are additional interviews, I believe, for next week.
Well, we're dragging. Third one, I probably missed something here. That's why I'm going to have to ask this question. You say you hired three officers, or you're putting three officers through training. Now, my memory serves me, we were just going to interview and see if there was a need for officers. Why are we sending three officers to training when we were only seeing if there was a need?
And you might have missed, there was a question of whether we intend to expand the department. I think that may be the question, because we had one officer retire earlier this year, or not retire, he left the force to...
It feels pretty good, three people replacing one.
He went to the... U.S. Secret Service, and
it was pretty good.
It is. It's in anticipation of needs of the force. We've put three through the academy.
It just seems like we're expanding our financial dependability on everything. That scares me. But I think that's about all I have. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other public comments this evening? Now seeing no one. Yep. Yes, we are.
My name is Sharon Jenks. I just would like to understand something. I think the lawyer just said that we're paying an outside firm to conduct these interviews for the VA.
Yes.
So we're paying an outside firm to conduct the interviews as well as paying her for not being here.
That's correct.
Just wanted to know.
Any other public comment? If there's no other public comment,
here we go.
Hi, I'm Judy Smith, 526 West Hill Road. I just can't understand. I was shop steward for years where I worked. And if somebody got sent home due to whatever, whatever it was, they did not get sent home with the pay. If it got put in their favor, then they got paid. And I was shop steward for many years up there. And this just floors me that this is happening while this person is sitting home getting paid from us taxpayers. It's just not right. You know, we had cases that went to arbitration, and when it went to arbitration, they still didn't get paid until it was in their favor. You know, I just don't understand how somebody could be sitting home and getting paid, especially if, quote, she was the problem which was going around. I don't get it. I mean, if somebody can explain why.
As a personnel matter, we're not at liberty to discuss any of the details of that situation right now.
But what I mean is, why is she getting paid to sit home? I mean, it's a job. It was a job. And I mean, I don't know of anybody, if they get sent home from work or whatever, gets paid while they're sitting home until the case is won. You know? I mean, I don't get it. I really don't. I just don't understand it. You know, and again, it's coming out of our taxpayers' money, you know, to pay this woman to sit home and do nothing in plain English. Okay.
Thank you.
Patricia Darcy, Anthony Road. Can everyone hear me?
No.
Speak a little more into the.
Can I sit? Is that allowed?
Yes, absolutely. Yep.
That's a better angle. More comfortable. Perception and trust. So I want to talk to you this evening about perception and trust and how they are linked. When I worked in a research lab, I used syringes without needles. I actually brought one to show you in case you don't know what a syringe looks like. Right? There's no needle on that. I use these all the time in the lab. I wasn't doing any medical research, but I disposed of these syringes in the Sharps container for medical waste. Why? Why did I do that? No, because of perception. Perception. Syringes are perceived medical waste, whether they were used for a medical purpose or not. Wouldn't you think that that's medical waste right there? It could be. I didn't use it as for medical purposes, so it wasn't. But I still dispose of them in the medical waste container. Why is that? If the custodial staff found syringes in the garbage, they might be concerned that there was other medical waste in the trash. Needles, perhaps. They would lose their trust in the lab to handle the waste properly. So what does that have to do with this committee? Many members of the community have lost trust in the township leadership and legal counsel because of perceived conflicts of interest and unethical behavior. Whether the conflicts are real or the unethical behaviors are real isn't the point. Trust is already lost. That's why you don't throw the syringes in the garbage. So how is trust regained? The long-term answer might be a change in leadership. That's for the voters to determine. But in the short term, I would suggest that the township hire new legal counsel to advise on possible solutions to the township's current major problems. Thank you.
William Bone, Wood Glen Road. So I hear some of the comments here, and just ask you guys, who's for the environment? Beverly?
Yes.
Guy?
Last time I checked, yes.
Of course, but we're yeah. no one's
somebody's for the environment here. What's more important? What's the most important thing? Life? And what does life need? Water. Can't go more than 3 days without water. We have to preserve our water. We have to make it the best that we can. So our environment is number one, and to keep this community the way it is. So just let me ask you, when you go home at night, or when years go down the road, what do you want your legacy to be?
Too many people. Is that accurate?
The police are telling us that we've exceeded the fire code.
Where's the next?
Hold on, just one moment. A number of people are leaving the room. Voluntarily.
Is the next meeting going to be at the school?
We can assume if we get enough people out of the room, right? Correct?
Is the next meeting going to be at the school?
That's what we voted tonight already, yes.
We're going to have the next meeting at the school?
Yes.
We already did.
Okay.
So just to be clear, a number of people are voluntarily leaving the building.
Thank you.
Is Sergeant Lane available? So I'd just like Sergeant Lane to confirm, because I can't see how many are in the vestibule and the like.
Maybe he could tell us what.
If he could just confirm that we're okay now.
I have a question of the attorney. Can we do that when people leave?
We cannot ask or make people leave. They certainly have the right.
Okay, they have the right to leave, and therefore below the minimum. Okay. I don't know.
I conferred with him.
Did you?
Yeah,
okay.
I wanted to know if that happened.
Yeah, because that would be a question
we
I have.
We can't tell people to leave.
No,
but they can leave voluntarily.
No, everybody has a right to be able to hear and participate.
You just can't exceed the 80 people fire code. So if people are coming and going,
still too many.
How many?
I don't want to put pressure on anyone or think that they should leave.
Anybody want voluntarily? That's fine.
We're still over the fire capacity. I see additional people.
Do we have more people making comments that want to make comments?
Mr. Bone, we're
yes.
People that make comments should stay.
There's some seats up here if anybody wants to sit.
Got to clear them out of the. There can only be five in that hallway, is what I heard.
Okay.
And the next meeting is going to be at the school. In the pack? Where's the?
The committee woman has raised a question. There can only be five people in the breezeway.
I have no idea. It's eight tonight because of three chairs here. It's 80 people in the hall, is what I'm told.
Period.
Mm-hmm. but I'm relying on the police.
There's no differentiation between here and there?
No. We're relying on the police to tell us okay. whether we're over or under capacity.
There's Karen. There's no fire code for the hallway itself, right? The five.
The whole, only supposed to be five people in the foyer. 23
in the foyer.
Still 23 in the foyer.
They can tell them to come in.
Can't they? All right, so
how about drawing straws?
Just have people come in.
Until you fill
the them. The next meeting is at the school, so
yeah, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
If we have to be below five people in the vestibule, so if people would like to come into the meeting room, please take a chair.
Come on in.
Yep, everyone else needs to be in a seat.
There's two seats up here. Two seats here.
There are one, two, three, four seats right here.
Everybody just shift over. If you could just, everybody just move over and make room on the edge of the walkway, that would be easier. And just don't go out for a hot dog, all right?
Somebody cooking them out there?
We will be.
That's a good idea. Donate it to the township. Fire rescue squad.
Legal defense
staff.
So,
last time they were over in this hallway too. Is that?
Are we okay?
No, I think the best. I think there's no rating for the hallways.
Five, we're still five
no,
over.
No, there's six okay. out there.
So I'll shut up. You do it.
Hold on.
So voluntarily, I'm seeing. At this moment, we're still over the fire limit.
One person. Can somebody?
And I'm. We're not asking anyone to leave. It's,
I can leave.
It's a question.
I will
voluntarily. If anyone is voluntarily leaving.
How difficult is this? Just
looks like we have.
So
if one more person comes in.
Now people are leaving more can come.
All right. Thank you. Thank you.
Are we now okay? Or?
Yeah, now
okay. And send them in. Okay. Officer Lane is telling us we're under the fire code voluntarily. So we will now continue, Mr. Baum.
All right. So just to recap, we're going to, the environment, water, are just, if you don't support them, then, you know, I don't know what to tell you. Legacy. And it's for all of us. We live in this town. We want to leave it better than we got it for our kids and the next generation. We don't want to have it to where somebody Googles your name and, you know, the mayor or this or that, and you're a politician. You rise up and you can fall. And it's just like you don't want to do that. You want to be able to, somebody Googles your name. You don't want to have that, you know, whatever. You want to have a positive outlook. And right now, we're not going down that path. So hopefully, we can right this ship. All right? So that's my point. It's just, you know, this is for the next generation. This is why we're here, to keep this town safe, environmentally sound, protect our water so our wells don't go dry, the aquifer is a living being in reference to it goes up and goes down, and the earth is moving and all these other things, and there's a lot of things we don't know about it. But once it's gone, it's gone. And every time you put the news channel on, you're hearing fires in California, you got droughts over here, you got floods over here. So we have climate change. Things are getting much more drastic. We are very lucky to be in the Highlands for our water. Doesn't mean it's protected forever. It just means it might, we may be the last ones to have water, and everybody else is going to go without it because we do have a reservoir. We just don't know how big it is. We don't know how long it's going to last. We go through droughts. And all you need is a shift of the earth and a gravity, and it shifts. So we have to protect it and do everything we can. And I just hope people hear, and I don't see how you don't, but legacy. Just what do you want your legacy to be? What do you want to be remembered by? Because I've seen politicians come and go in different towns to where they're hated. People go up to them and spit in their face, and I'm not advocating that. They don't shake their hands, and they talk bad about them, so they can go totally negative. Where you got to keep it positive. This is a small little town. We want to keep it positive. But you got to do the right thing for the whole town. And there's no amount of money that's worth selling your soul and getting in bed with the cannabis industry and lose control of your town because of all the lobbying and all the money and everything else that comes into it with that. And all you have to do, oh, my T-shirt here, Colorado. My sister lives in Colorado. She's been out there for 20-some years. I've seen the transition between marijuana before and after. And now it's at the point where she says it will do no good. There's nothing good that will come from it, from a society side. But once you get that money, it's hard to pull away. How do you resupply the money for all those taxes and all the other stuff? So what Trenton does doesn't mean we have to do it. Okay? And I just hope you hear, and I hope you're not doubling down and staying your path. Because if you are, we are. We're going to react to how you react. Okay? This is a small, very small town, small, and to get these people out, let me ask you. How many people at home have somebody else that votes in your household? How many have family members? So keep multiplying these numbers. So if we don't matter because we're only a small little contingent that speaks out, you better think twice about that. Okay? And the other thing is in I don't have it. When you discuss this cannabis law and all these things, I believe, and I'm going to paraphrase, and you correct me if I'm wrong, but when it was recreational, the only place that you're going to put it, that you're thinking of putting it, was in the industrial or in business off of Route 31. And then for some reason, you said that it doesn't even work there because of restrictions or whatever, so you just canceled it. You didn't put it anywhere for cultivators. There is no difference with medical or recreational when it comes to growing it. So if you're going to put it there and you're going to consider putting it there, and you said, no, it doesn't even go there, but now in our backyard next to homes and other areas, it might have sounded good in the beginning that they're going to clean up this site. Nah, they ain't cleaning up this site to where it needs to be done. And then all the other byproducts and everything else that goes along with it, hopefully you have a reconsideration and things are working through, and hopefully things come out for what's best for the town. In the meanwhile, what are we doing? What actions are you guys taking, and girls, ladies, taking in reference to so this doesn't happen again in our town? Because right now, if I go get a medical marijuana cannabis light down in Trenton, or when they open it up and I get a swish of a pen and says, Bill, you got one, I can go and put it anywhere I want. I got to go through the planning board or zoning board or whatever the case is, but there's nothing in our zoning ordinances stopping this from happening. We need to do that. We need to do that now. We need to have discussions about doing that and start a process. We also need to have a discussion and start a process about The easiest thing you can do, and even if it's surface, even if it's a simplistic surface thing, is send a letter out, have the attorney write a letter up to the DEP looking for representation, looking for how can we, and to our legislators, getting help to clean this place up and getting more information how to clean it up and what to do. It's a simple thing. It shows that you're doing something. Now, when you do nothing, and it just goes on and on and on, how is the public going to not come to the conclusion that you're not, that basically what comes up is they're going to start saying no confidence. They're just going to say no confidence. And the problem is everybody's going to get pulled into it. And it's not right. So at least have an agenda, a discussion topic, or do it in an executive meeting that you're going to have these issues, something, and have some proactive movement and show the people that you're going to, that you're looking to do something in the process. I don't know what else to tell you. You know, but it's a very simple, very easy, and just we're looking for that. People are looking for those things. If nothing happens, then it just tells us that you're all in, you're doubling down, and you want this to go through. And if I want to, I go one step further, and I have other people to talk. But back in 2007. Mr. Schmidt, if it's the right Mr. Schmidt, because there's probably different ones, I don't know how to spell it. Were you on the planning board?
No, I was nowhere close to government in 2007.
Daryl Schmidt.
Okay. So back in 2007, on the planning board, I guess you had Mr. Schmidt, Gerlich, Piasecki, Block, Pisa, and Wheeler. And they're talking about diamond aerosol here and the pollution and what to do with it and stuff. Okay, and they got eyewitness that Mr. Piazza actually worked there.
Piazza.
Actually worked, like the Leaning Piazza? That's a Piazza. So actually worked there, and unfortunately it wasn't taken care of back then. But there's grants, there's federal money, there's state money, there's nonprofits, there's a lot of resources out there to tackle this issue. We just need leadership to do it. And the community is willing to help. The Environmental Commission. Is anybody here from Environmental Commission? You know, they should be undertaking. That's what they should be doing. And that's part of their job, I would think. Okay? So however we can help, put it out to us. And like I said, if nothing is getting done and there's none of these issues that are being addressed, what else are we supposed to think? Thank you.
Hello. Christine DiLorenzo, Teetertown Road, which is in need of paving. Well, it's true. I'd like to share two quick bits of information with Lebanon Township residents about 62 Anthony Road. They may not be aware of, but I'm certain the Planning Committee already knows. This morning I received an email from a gentleman at the New Jersey Department of Environmental Protection Containment Site Remediation and Development Program, Bureau of Enforcement and Investigations. This is what his email said, quote, "Please be advised the owner of the property has recently hired a licensed site remediation profession, LSRP, in June to evaluate this site. This assessment will include sampling of the soils in areas of concern at the site and also the evaluation of groundwater quality. Since the LSRP was just recently hired, the process may take several months before receiving data to show whether there is actually contamination on the property. along with concentrations that may be identified. This course of action will be required before any cultivation takes place. If groundwater has been impacted, treatment will be required before it can be used to cultivate any plants. Once the department receives any data on this site, you will be notified, meaning me. Regards. The next bit of information I want to share is I have two copies of the EPA's two pollution site reports from August 2011. Their subject, Diamond Aerosol, 62 Anthony Road, Glen Gardner. Their incident category, this is an emergency removal action. They state the site is located in a rural area on approximately 40 acres of mostly undeveloped land consisting of vegetation, native vegetation, trees, and underbrush. It is crossed by one natural stream and has a high water table. The land adjoining the site has been developed with single family residences, and approximately 526 people live within a one-mile radius of the site. And then they go on to say what the site consists of, what kind of buildings. Also, according to the EPA's report, they removed 26 different hazardous chemicals, solids, liquids, and gas. I'm not going to read the list of hazardous chemicals, but I will read off the amounts because they're staggering. 55 gallons, 55 gallons, 10 pounds, 800 pounds, 2,000 pounds, 2,000 pounds, 300 gallons, 110 gallons, 55 gallons, 400 pounds, 55 gallons, 1,400 pounds, 225 gallons, 750 pounds, 55 gallons, 165 gallons, 5 pounds, 10 pounds, 3 pounds, 55 gallons, 5 gallons, 55 gallons, 55 gallons, 5 pounds, 55 pounds, 25 pounds. The EPA's report goes on to say several signs of vandalism, including cut locks and broken windows, were also observed. EPA determined that an immediate response action was necessary to prevent further releases of hazardous substances and to protect public health. Vandalism. No one knows if those vandals, over a period of years, willfully and negligently spilled, dumped, or buried any of those hazardous chemicals on that 40-acre site, or where. The gentleman from the NJDEP who emailed me stated, quote, "The assessment will include sampling of soils in areas of concern at the site." He does not say the entire 40 acres will be assessed. So what if the owner, Ramesh Maglani, who owns that property, does get to build his cannabis facility on the site where the DEP assessed the water table and soil, and in a couple of years, Mr. Maglani wants to build a second facility nowhere near the first building? Who's going to make him pay for a second land and soil assessment? Or does he get away with growing contaminated cannabis plants in the second facility? And when it's discovered that patients have been ingesting, absorbing contaminated cannabis, well, that would surely trigger a class action lawsuit against everyone involved. My personal concerns regarding a cannabis facility in Lebanon Township, the hazardous waste it produces, because it does, the air pollution it produces, and the stench. Cannabis plants emit high levels of biogenic volatile organic compounds, but certain ones can have all kinds of health effects. The EPA notes they can potentially cause organ damage, dizziness, irritation, and more, which is what people living nearby the plant on Route 22 were experiencing. The EPA also state BVOCs found in these cannabis facilities combine with emissions from machinery, like vehicles, in the presence of sunlight. That combination produces ozone, which can be very dangerous. Ozone pollution at ground level can cause some very nasty respiratory, cardiovascular, and nervous system problems in people. In closing, three things. One, we don't need a Camp Lejeune in Lebanon Township for our children and grandchildren to inherit. Two, the Manglanis don't live here. Therefore, they don't care about us. They only care about two things, opening a cannabis facility in our town and their profits. They're using us, although you can't be used unless you allow it. If they cared about us, they would have bypassed our town and looked for a more industrialized area to build their facility. Three, we, including me, warned you back in April not to hire the business administrator you highly touted. Why did we warn you? Because we had your backs and because we have ethical and moral principles. And because some of you don't listen to us, the mayor is now on YouTube for all to see, looking highly embarrassed and misguided. The questions are, do you have our backs? Do you have ethical and moral principles? Can you afford another embarrassment? And can you please be better collaborators with us?
Thank you very much. I would only say the 2011 report is in the township files. I read that years ago. The rest of the comments on the current situation for today's DEP note, of course, I wouldn't know. But the matters before the planning board, and they have all of the interests that are being described here in before them. So any other public comments?
Yeah, my name is Rich Webb, Anthony Road. I just have a question. Why don't we have an ordinance that prohibits medicinal cannabis businesses the same way we do for recreational cannabis? Because it just seems to me to be nonsensical that you would have a zoning ordinance that would prohibit a business that's exactly the same as another business based upon whether the ultimate consumer of their product, who might be 100 miles from here, has a medical card or not. And I don't know how we ended up with that result, but it's certainly not a result that I think anybody really wanted back last year, and it's not one that we need to live with. And echoing some of the earlier commenters, it's not that you can't change that. I mean, it's very simple. You just propose an ordinance that amends the zoning ordinance to add to the current prohibition medical cannabis establishments the same as recreational cannabis. So we can get into the legalities of how you do that, or you know, how that would all happen. But you got to start with the idea of, you got to ask all the people on this committee, do you want that? Would you want that? In other words, leave aside for a second whether your lawyer says you can do it, or there's risks in doing it, or we shouldn't. Just, is that a result you would want or not? So I guess I would just ask each member of the committee. Because if you don't want it, and you really want medical cannabis, then there's nothing to talk about, because it's clear that's what you want. You don't have to rely on some legal excuse. But on the other hand, if your result that you would like is, yeah, we'd like all cannabis to be treated the same as far as our zoning law, then we say, okay, let's talk to lawyers. Let's figure out how do we do that. But let's answer the first question. So I guess I just ask each member of the committee right now, assuming you could do it, that it was legally okay to do, would you be in favor of that?
We've been advised, because it's before the planning board.
The potential of future litigation regarding this, or the pending application at the planning board right now hearing these matters.
Well, so Yeah, but they see, that's ridiculous. Because that application's in the door. As you know, counsel, you know this. That application is subject to the laws that exist at the time it was made. So they're taken care of by the law. Whatever right they're entitled to under the law, because the law is what it was when they applied, they'll get that. If you could change the ordinance tomorrow, they still get the law at the time they applied. Now, they got all kinds of other problems with their application that they're not going to get it for those reasons, but not for this reason. So that's not a good reason, okay? We got rid of that.
We discussed, the Township Committee discussed the distinctions. I understand the point you're making with regard to the end result, the lack of distinction when you get to the end of the line. I understand your point. It's just that we discussed in detail how the state has distinguished between these two programs and these two laws, the enabling legislation for both the Compassionate Care Act and the recreational marijuana.
Yeah, there's two different laws.
Yeah, I'm not, you know, arguing the end result of the two of them. I'm just telling you they are drafted very differently and giving the Township Committee different options in the
Okay, but then you have to be more specific because, yeah, there's different laws, but there's nothing in the law that says you cannot prohibit medical marijuana businesses. Nothing. And if you say there is, I want to know where it is.
That's not the position that was taken. I don't take that position.
Oh, okay. What section of which law says this? Any town could not prohibit medical marijuana?
I will provide that advice to the Township Committee, as you said.
Well, there is none. I'm telling you right now there is none, and that's why you won't say it. But we'll leave that aside. So now you're hiding behind really an opinion that's based on nothing. I can tell you, there is no law. There is no statute that stops this committee from adopting an ordinance that prohibits medical marijuana in all districts. None. There is none. And council can look as long as he wants. He's not going to find one. So it's BS, okay? That's just BS. It's not true. And you can't hide behind that anymore. Everybody here knows it, okay? Everybody here knows it. Now, again, if you don't want it, that's fine. Run on your record. Just say, you know what? I want medical marijuana businesses all over the place in the township, and that's why we don't have the ordinance. I'd respect that. I'd respect that a lot more. Just do it. Say it. On the other hand, if you don't, if you'd like it to the ordinance to make sense so that it, you know, it's not a place where, you know, you can do one thing and another that are exactly the same, then say that. And then turn to the lawyer or get other lawyers to figure out how to do it. I can tell you how to do it. I can have an ordinance on your desk tomorrow that would do it and that would stand up to any legal challenge that will come along.
Appreciate seeing you.
I'm sorry?
I'd read that if you sent that in.
Okay, you'll have it. You'll have it on your desk tomorrow. And if it's on your desk and council can't point to a specific statute or controlling case law in New Jersey that says you can't pass an ordinance, you got to put it on the agenda for the next meeting.
I can't commit to that. But I'll read carefully whatever you send.
You're going to send it to the whole committee.
I'm going to send it to the whole committee. I'm going to send it to the whole township.
Perfect.
All right. I'll look forward to your response.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mike, would you like to make a comment?
Would you like to?
Danny, come on.
We just need the microphone.
Can over there, or can everybody hear me?
We need the microphone to pick it up. Would it be okay if you went over? Or,
okay.
Or
come right in?
We can speak into this. Raise that up a little bit.
Dan Addicks, 112 Mountaintop Road. Many times the past couple meetings I heard that the board was saying, well, we can't discuss this privileged information. We can't say it. The way I look at it, here, we are your bosses. So you're not telling you can't tell your bosses. Well, I can't tell you what I'm working on. You're contradicting yourself. Because we got the ultimate power. Is that if the majority of the township doesn't like what you're doing, you'll be out on your butts. Thank you.
Orlowski Slyker Road.
Those are almost my comments. But it's a little bit different because I'm sitting here listening to all this, and we can't talk about the BA because of the lawyer. We can't talk about the signature that happened way back when because of the lawyer. And now we can't talk about the quality of doing what we need to do about the law because the lawyer. This is getting fascinating. You guys are hiding, or he's hiding, behind the law, and none of us are lawyers, and we all know that. But why would you accept this as citizens of Lebanon Township? I'm baffled. Every one of you. Now, maybe some people think they can, but again, why can't we talk about issues and get answers? Can you help me out?
Unfortunately, life. Yep.
Okay.
If you'd like to, it's a, you know, the law does govern what we do. You may be aware from earlier this year, an employee was let go. We're facing a lawsuit, a serious lawsuit because of that.
That's the one you talked about last meeting? You said we're already being sued?
We're already sued.
Well, yeah,
we're
already being sued. Is that the same issue?
Okay. That's correct. Okay. Yes.
So, I mean, one thing that does guide us, one thing that guides a lot of arms of the township is what federal laws, what state laws, what rules have been imposed on us. We're not an island that can do whatever we want. And if we step out of bounds on those, we get sued. And so we have to balance giving taxpayer money away in lawsuits and doing the right thing. And most of what we do is compromising. Most of what we do, the noise ordinance came up not long ago. There are some people who said, I want to make noise, I'm going to be reasonable. And other people who said, that's too much noise. What a governing body does is we try to find reasonable compromises, and then people work within those rules and those laws. And so you may have a different view of the law and a different opinion, and as people have said, vote and change the law. The state of New Jersey legalized cannabis, and right. There have been a lot of comments about it being a Schedule I drug, and all of that is absolutely true.
Yep.
We can't ban products in our township that the state has made legal. If people want to change cannabis laws...
Why not? Why not? I think...
I'm trying to speak generally.
Basking Ridge is fighting this.
I'm trying to speak generally. For example, the distribution of cannabis. There are a lot of people who don't want cannabis for their children, et cetera, et cetera. The state law has said you can distribute cannabis to every house in the state of New Jersey. So if we set our police up at the boundary and said, you can't distribute, you can't deliver that to a house in Lebanon Township, we'd be sued, we'd lose. So we have rules that we're subject to. And so...
Mayor, on the personnel issue, I can just only address it generally, we have to strike a balance between the extensive rights that the state provides to all employees and their protections. And we also have to balance the potential of multiple claims against the township. We have a process we have to undertake. We have to go down the checklist and perform those items and do them properly and do them in sequence in order to provide the most protection, the most insulation to the township and the taxpayers.
Understood.
So that we don't create or extend claims or worsen our defensible position. And those rights are instilled in every employee that works for local municipalities. And we are in the middle of that process. I agree it is a slow process. I'm not going to say it's a quick process. It's not similar. It's much more protracted than private industry. And again, this is based on years of case law, and it's based on shifting attorney's fees and trying to manage risk to the township as a whole. And it is a difficult and time-consuming and costly process. I understand that.
Let me just change the question then. So did state law say we had a payer?
Again, I really can't comment on a specific pending case against us.
I'm
not going to do that because I can guarantee you that the statements that we make that are specific to any claim or claimant will be used to our detriment. And that, I know that's frustrating, but that's, you know, we have obligations to even discuss this right now, and we have to meet those in order to be able to speak about substance. And I can't go any further, and I understand and respect your frustration with that response, and I'm telling you that it's the response I have to give in order to protect the township and limit our exposure to the greatest degree I can.
Okay. So, can you tell me what the law says about we have to pay her?
I'm not going to answer that. I just answered that to the best I can, and I
I see where this is going. Thank you. The other question, I'm going to circle back on something. We just talked about hiring the police officers, and there was a comment, Mike, that you made about an anticipation of why we need more than one officer. What's the anticipation?
And that's another example where we...
Wait. Hold on. I'm sorry.
We can't discuss specific individuals. It's
I'm not asking individuals.
I know, I'm saying my answer would require a discussion of specific individuals, which I can't give.
Listen, Mike, I work for a lot of businesses. There's always around to ask the question without giving the answer, but answering the question. There's got to be a way.
And I think if you're not hearing the answer that I gave, then I can't add any more to that.
Okay. That's right. You didn't give an answer, but that's okay. I think we're understanding what's going on here. I really do. And this is a sad, sad state. It might be governed by laws. We all understand that. But this thing is starting to stink to high heaven, this whole thing. What's going on in this township. And I can't figure it out. You are good people. You wouldn't be serving if you didn't care. But there's something else going on here. I don't understand. Done.
Bob Meckel, Wood Glen Road. You made a statement that we can't go against the state regulations for selling or prescribing either recreational or medical marijuana. Well, if my memory serves me correct, 471 municipalities in this state opted out of marijuana production. Why did this township not do it and wait until the last minute to make a decision and allow this fiasco to happen? I don't understand it. We're not against, if people want to burn their brains out, go for it. But I don't want medical marijuana or recreational marijuana grown 1,500 feet from my house.
Evening all. Mike Falconeri, Bunvale Road. Lots being talked about tonight. Lots being talked about lately. I think the sheer fact of the numbers that have been showing up matter. Other things matter in a governing body besides the law. Character matters. Ownership matters. Leadership matters. Where is it? We got to see more. This township deserves more.
Bill Bowen, Wood Glen Road. I was hoping I didn't have to come up here tonight, but some of the things that are a little disturbing were let me ask the attorney, Matthew Lyons. Do you work in another municipality, sir?
I do.
How many?
Six.
Six? And have you been dealing with this in other municipalities? Similar cannabis rules and laws and all that stuff?
In a vague way, yeah. In a general sense, yes. Not to this.
And have you been consulting with League of Municipalities or the state in reference to...
I'm not going to
go back and forth with you on this.
Okay.
I mean, you know.
No, that's fine. That's fine. What about land use? Are you involved in land use law?
I don't know. In what capacity?
Zoning and planning.
I don't represent any zoning or planning boards.
Okay. Thank you. I just want to see what your expertise was. So, as the gentleman back there mentioned, in the land use law, and whether you know this or not, it's very clear. Once an application has been deemed complete, they have rights. Okay? And, Guy, I think you're shaking your head, yes. And it's very clear. It doesn't stop this body from doing their job. It doesn't stop from correcting the ills or fixing things or moving forward in other issues just because of that. It's a separate body. They deal with that. They're deemed complete. That's it. They're over here. It doesn't stop you from protecting the township and the citizens and the voters and everything else from moving on and fixing or correcting or whatever you want to do. So that is a blatant it's just not right. So it's and it's not legally right either. Now you're worried about lawsuits or this or that or whatever. It's in the planning board. Period. So if you're not getting the right information from the attorney, or if you want a second opinion, it doesn't cost you anything. Just call the League of Municipalities. Call the governor's office. But we're bringing up a point that something's not right here and you need to get a second opinion. Because if you're just relying on what's going on here, no way. And the happiest day of an attorney is when another attorney comes into town and works in that town. Because now they get more clients and they get to go back and forth a whole bit and make more money. So just get a second opinion. It's not that hard. And government doesn't stop because of, oh, you think you might get sued. Or there's an application pending. There's all kinds of case law about all that stuff. Move forward. It's just not acceptable excuse anymore. It's just, we see through that. That's just smoke and mirrors. All right? Thank you.
Good evening, everybody. Dave White, Forge Hill Road. I would like to say that we've lost a lot of confidence in you guys. But also, I'd like to say that I think going forward, all committee meetings should be held at the school. And until the numbers drop below, say, 80 capacity to this room for two consecutive meetings, perhaps they should just remain there so people aren't forced to stand out in the hallway.
Looking to see if anyone else. Yes.
My name is Lisa, and I live on Dewey Lane. As has been stated many times over here tonight, there are many, many long-term Lebanon Township residents who are against a factory in our township. It is also appalling to me that this was kept so hush-hush for so long. And it was. But now, as has been stated, we are all very aware. And you stated, Mr. Schmidt, that the law governs what you do. Well, I find that very interesting. Because from the sequence of events that I have read online of what went down with the St. Angelo letter, and the statement that was redacted as well as removed before the what was it, permit given to the NAR group by the CRC that they had township community approval. I find that very egregious on your part. And don't, and please, please, please do me the courtesy and don't try and sit there and tell me that you don't recollect or you can't talk about it because we're all aware of it. So please, thank you for your time. I'm done. Thank you.
Could I take
what
a moment
would you
to correct?
Like to say?
I'd like to correct.
What would you like to correct?
Some of what's out online on that.
I would like you to correct what has been done.
Then give me one moment.
The damage that you have done to our township. Please, how are you going to correct that?
Give me one moment. So, for months.
How many?
Okay, for months, two members of this committee. Well, one member of this committee said she had no idea that in 2019. The NAR group existed. She had no idea that there was talk of cannabis until she heard it from the attorney for the NAR group. Then I came back and I said, you know, there was an email 45 minutes after that letter that you received. We haven't heard that since then. So I've looked back. The first request from the NAR group was in 2019, July of 2019.
Uh-huh.
It was a request for clarification of farmland assessment. The tax assessor did the right job to check with...
You know,
may I just make my statement?
Sure,
and then,
please,
then
go ahead. I'm sorry, excuse me.
So, July.
Yes.
Any resident can ask the tax assessor, how would this be treated? How would cannabis, medical cannabis, be treated for farmland assessment?
Mm-hmm.
The tax assessor called the state, made sure we had the right information,
mm-hmm.
made sure that information was correct.
Mm-hmm.
That was responded to the resident. July of 2019, everyone on this committee except Guy Wilson, who wasn't here, Brian Wunder, Bev Kohler.
I recall who was on the committee.
Tom McKee, Mark Law.
Yes.
We all got that forwarded by the tax assessor. We all knew that this question was there in July.
Mm-hmm.
August of 2019, and this is now some of the quote he said, she said from the last meeting, because there was a difference in recollection. So I went to the facts.
Mm.
The email that was sent by the NAR group, requested a zoning permit. If you recall last meeting, I said they requested a zoning permit. Ms. Angelo said, well, they sort of requested support. I have the letter. I have the letter here, and I think a lot of people have opened it. They requested a zoning permit. An email from the attorney, which could have been redacted, to me said they've not requested support, only a zoning permit. That zoning permit question goes to the zoning officer. The letter that was provided that I was copied on did not grant zoning approval. It reiterated the township's ordinance that says in an RC zone, agriculture is permitted. It did not say that cannabis is agriculture, did not give them any permission for anything, and it explicitly stated, and I'm sure a lot of you have seen this letter, explicitly stated planning or zoning board approval would be required to move forward. Now, there was apparently a letter sent by the attorney, by San Angelo, to the NAR group attorney that did have a line on it that said this letter in no way is meant to
proof
express
of
support.
Community support.
Apparently, and I wasn't in that discussion, apparently the NAR group attorney said, number one, we didn't ask
Mr.
for
Gruenberg,
support.
Let's... NAR attorney Gruenberg, yes.
Said we didn't ask for support. And by the way, that implies that there may or may not be support. That's what was communicated back to me. And I said, if that legally makes sense, I wasn't driving that discussion.
You said it would be an impediment.
Impediment, yes, sir. An impediment.
So.
Gruenberg said it would be an impediment.
The letter was sent without that statement.
And part of what I understand, excuse me, I don't mean to cut you off, but the CRC, part of their granting a permit to a cultivator is that they have community support. So if that statement was removed because Gruenberg indicated it would be an impediment, what else are we to believe?
And the CRC did whatever the CRC did. We didn't
because it was based on a falsehood.
And then that's a CRC.
No, that is you.
The letter.
You the letter, were involved with that.
The letter that was sent.
You were involved with that letter. You were.
Okay. So the facts of that letter were that
you were involved.
They were not, yeah, of course.
Yes, of course. Yes.
The letter did not.
And you were involved
anything.
In removing that sentence, stating that in no way is this to be construed as community support. You were instrumental in having that deleted, and that makes a huge difference to our community, our water, our healthy environment that we have all enjoyed for many, many years. You know, I am so tired of people thinking that it's not about our environment. It is about our water.
Absolutely. No one is saying that. No one is saying that.
No one
is saying not to protect water is what I'm trying to say. No one is saying not to protect the environment.
But you were instrumental in bringing us to this point, just like you were forearmed and you were forewarned about the BA. And we are in that predicament as well. So let me please take credit for when credit is due.
Yeah, and I take responsibility, and I
thank you.
And thank you.
And how are we going to fix it? Is our question, all of us. And there are so many more of us that cannot be here tonight because we have a limited space.
So let me just
continue
on. So then there's just so this is all pointed at me at this point.
Not just you. There are others.
There's innuendo that I have some involvement.
There's no
here.
Innuendo.
Oh, there's absolutely.
It's not innuendo.
Then you can take. So, this committee for months was saying we never heard anything about that. So now their emails, they heard about it, they had it. Let me go one step further. As I've said, within I think 90 minutes of the letter going out, everyone on this committee had a copy of the letter. I can check within hours, the same afternoon. So, August 21st, I believe it was, if you check the minutes, this committee went into executive session to discuss cannabis. This has not been my personal issue. This has been the township for years being involved, considering this, taking legal advice, talking to the League of Municipalities. That keeps coming up. 2018.
So you have consulted the League of Municipalities.
Yes, absolutely.
You have?
Yeah, we've 2018, we were at a session at the League. I was at a session at the League of Municipalities. I've gone to a number of years discussing legal implications related to cannabis coming
into. But once again, it was you. Did you bring back your findings to share with the entire committee?
The whole committee was at the League of Municipalities. The only reason I'm distinguishing me is I can't speak for what sessions they went to, what they listened to, what they took notes on.
Mm-hmm.
I know what I did.
Mm-hmm.
We all bring back our views to this committee.
Mm-hmm.
So that's to say that it's me personally, to say that this was done in hiding is inaccurate.
I don't think so, sir. Not when so many people in this township that I personally have spoken with, as well as a lot of people out here, have talked with people. What do you mean? Cannabis? A cannabis factory? They had no idea. They have had no idea, and it's been ongoing at least now for at least 3 years, to my best of my recollection. But they had no idea. No idea.
And that's
it has been hidden.
We face. It's not been hidden.
Yes, sir, it has.
It hasn't been perceived.
Oh, yes, it has.
So the fact that this has gone the way it needs to go, the fact that in 2019 zoning approval wasn't given, the fact that today it's before the planning board, where the planning board can review all of the circumstances, all of the issues, decide if solutions are required, decide on conditions that has to be taken care of. My personal assessment, it's the best way that the law allows us to handle that. It's a lawful activity. It's before the planning board.
And as we have said here tonight, we have had all of your backs.
And I'm telling you that I've done my best to have the township's back. you can say it's not good enough. That's fine. I can't argue with that. But it's been my best. And these constant innuendos of any interest.
It's not.
I've told 100 people 100 times that I have no personal interest. I have no personal agenda in being mayor. I'm doing my best to serve the township. And if anybody has evidence of a personal agenda, tell me.
Ever since you have had your seat, before you had a seat on the committee, in my recollection, in a township form of government, every committee person was allowed at the end of their second term of 3 year, or their second year of 3 year term, was allowed to have the seat of mayor so they could gain more knowledge and work with the community, as well as continue working with the committee as a township committee.
So let me,
that has not happened since you have had your seat.
So again, let me just address that.
That is not innuendo. That's a fact.
That's a fact.
That is
a fact.
Yes, and you're not a strong mayor.
That's a fact as well, and I'm not.
That's right.
What was you saying? I'm not anointed from on high. I'm not a king. No one.
You're
no
not
one
a strong
that's
mayor.
Constant personal
the whole concept of a township form of government has
Absolutely.
Been lost by
so,
your actions.
So if I could.
And you have created division in this community like I have never seen before.
If I could.
Yes, go ahead, please.
There's no, before me, Mark Lawl was mayor for 2 years.
I know.
Before that, Tom McKee was mayor for 3 years.
I know.
So for 5 years before I was mayor, there was no rotation. There's no requirement of a rotation. What there is that a person on this committee get two other people to support them to be mayor. And quite frankly, as you've said, it's a weak mayor system. Being mayor is work, not power. I can't sign anything. I can't do anything. I do a little more work than some of the others. And I'm not saying, which isn't to say that anyone else doesn't work harder than I do. Everyone works very hard, but there's some more responsibility in terms of check signing, whatever else. So for the last 5 years, I've gotten votes to be mayor. I've had the time and the willingness to commit to it, and I've done it. I haven't lobbied for it. I haven't asked for the position. I've done it.
Hmm.
So,
you put your hand on a Bible when you took your oath at the reorganization meeting January 5th that you would faithfully, justly, and to the best of your ability. And I think everyone here sees differently. So thank you for your time.
Thank you.
I just have one point of clarification. You mentioned Bob Echo again. You mentioned the zoning officer, and did they approve that property under NAR could be farm assessed?
So, for tax purposes, at
yeah.
the time in 2019, the state ruled that medical cannabis growing qualified for farmland assessment. If you've got a farm, I believe you do, not to be personal, but everyone who gets their farmland assessment forms for the last 2 years, there's always a little update memo from the tax assessor. Mm-hmm. If you read that 2 years ago, she noted the state has changed the what's allowed for farmland assessment. Medical cannabis is no longer allowed
right.
to qualify for farmland assessment. That was last year. That was this year. So that's the current state. That wasn't us changing anything. That wasn't us changing an interpretation. That was the state who changed it. But like everything, where you get into this gray area where the state said, and for those who don't know, if you're in farmland assessment, you get a reduced rate of your property taxes. If you stop farming, you pay a three-year rollback at the non-farmland assessed.
Mayor, that's only if the use of the property changes.
Correct.
It's important to note that.
So,
because you can still be farming property, and that would be the use, but it may not qualify.
But you didn't qualify.
So, farmland assessment.
Thank you for clarifying that.
Right. Well, the key term is actively devoted.
So when
to update, and I did at the last meeting, and I handed you the document.
Yes, and that
right, and it says right in the cannabis
their Bible that it cannot be farm assessed, it cannot be covered by the right to farm, it cannot be considered a commercial farm, and it cannot be on a preserve farm that was preserved with federal funds. So I would hope the zoning officer has a copy of that.
Yes, yes, absolutely. And that's what.
All right, thank you.
But I would just like to clarify one more point when I was starting to say this gray area. So if you had a if you were growing corn, you had a change of use, you no longer qualified for farmland assessment, you'd pay 3 years rollback taxes.
That I understand.
So my point is the state said we're changing for cannabis, no longer qualifies for farmland assessment, but we're not going to charge you the 3 year rollback. It's just an example of there's these gray areas where then somebody says, so it is farming because it did qualify and it's not farming. And that's where we get legal opinions, and we have to be very careful about it.
Understand, but the three-year rollback does not start until the first year that they pay taxes. And that's a whole other issue on this. I won't go into them trying to apply for farmland assessment.
And as of now, they can't anymore because the state changed what qualifies and doesn't qualify.
No, they're trying to come in the back door by doing something else on the property.
So, and that's, yeah.
Rich Lukowski, Forge Hill Road. I just have a question to clarify something I heard different from the other meeting. The NAR Planning Board application is in front of our Planning Board currently?
Yes.
Okay, I thought I was told at the last meeting at the school that it was deemed complete.
That's different. That's the first step to allow them to come in front and do a public hearing.
Okay.
And the public hearing has now, unfortunately, which has caused probably a lot of this problems, has been kicked down the road a couple meetings. So now it's the 20th.
Okay.
At the moment, that's when it's going to start.
So here's my next question. I lived here for 30 years. I didn't know about this pot farm until 2 months ago. So that's shame on me. I guess I missed the memos and stuff like that. But now that you see how agitated and how animated everybody's become with this, don't we have to sit there and figure out how come we didn't see this coming? Okay. This thing about the ordinances like they did in West Amwell, am I correct in assuming that the state of New Jersey gave us a very specific, you had X amount of days after it became law that you could sell marijuana, you could cultivate marijuana to get an ordinance in place? Are we protected from that? Can we still do this if we decide that's where we want to go?
Yes.
I'm sorry. I'm not used to speaking in front of people, so I'm a little nervous.
I don't think we know your answers, your question specifically enough to give a specific answer. But
you're referring to the deadlines that were written into the recreational marijuana law, we took that action within the time frame that was prescribed.
Yeah. I believe there's also one for cultivating.
Cultivating is a part of
is
that.
Is recreational, we've opted out
of all. There's six categories in the recreational. Cultivation is one. We took the action. It was towards the end of the time frame provided, but we did take that. This township committee took that action, prohibiting those six categories under the recreational statutes.
So just one last question. Now we're in front of planning board. We're kicking it further down the road. At what point can someone like me see what their application says?
That's available for public inspection.
Okay, because I saw something that was going to be put out on some type of flash drives or something like that.
It's also in the lobby, the actual.
But you can request through the clerk a copy of the full application.
Okay, great. $5, money well spent.
It's free in the front.
I'll grab one on my way out.
Well, you have to read it. You'd have to get a chair and read it. I'm sure they're not going to kick you out of the building, but it's in the front of the lobby.
I'll spend $5 and get the flash drive and read it at my house.
Bring coffee to some of the employees. They might let you stay. That was a joke, by the way.
It's not that much.
My wife's a civil engineer. We've got an office full of these things, so I'm very interested in seeing it. But like I said, I'm just curious as how we got this far. I consider myself to be fairly active in town and stuff like that, and I didn't know about this. It's shocking. And I just want to – if we get this approved, and this is what my real concern is, they get their foot in the door. You know? It's like when that first rat gets in the house. You know? So all of a sudden, shit, I got a rat in my house right now. It'll go – once they're established, they'll look to expand, they'll be recreational, and then we'll get known as the town that lets the pot farmers grow in there. And all right, Diamond Aerosol, everybody thinks it was a wasted piece of property. There's going to be other farmland that's going to become available to these guys. They're going to sit there and say, hey, it's a farm. All right, it's a farm with guard towers and lights and Constantino wire around it, but technically it's a farm. That's not what we want here. And I don't think you guys want it either. So, you know, I'm interested in having the dialogue and being part of the solution and getting this behind us.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes, sir.
Would you consider solar panels on a farm to be farming?
So, okay. Now you're in my wheelhouse.
Go ahead.
So here's the thing. I like Huntington County plowed up and not paved over. Okay, so when they put those big giant wind farms like you see on Krieger Road and stuff like that, you know what's not there? A housing development. I'm more interested in sitting there keeping it farmland that's farms, it's cows, it's, you know, working farms, real farms, and not these tax-assessed seven-acre tree farms.
Are you in favor of more open space in this township?
Slippery slope.
Okay.
Slippery slope. I think whenever you address that type of thing, it's a case by case and what its impact is. So,
but generally, do you think we should have more open space?
I was about to say, Guy, where are we going with this?
You appreciate the rural character of the township, correct? Farms, open space, preserve farms?
Sure.
We should have more of that. Is that correct?
I didn't say that.
Oh, okay.
Hey, that's all I wanted to ask. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Before we close up here, something we've been talking about here about farmland assessment or the lack of. Most farms in Huntington County, almost all the farms in Lebanon Township are farm assessed.
Is your red light
Excuse
on?
Me. Can you hear me?
No. Is your red light on?
Yeah, his red light's on.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know what to tell you.
It sounded better for some.
Yeah, all right. Anyways, most farms that I see are farm assessed in some way. They have an identification. Just leave that alone. So
how about yours?
What I'm trying to say is that a farm could still be a farm, not being farm assessed.
Right.
Of course. Right.
Right. But in the township, I believe our right to farm has tax implications. And if you're not in a tax implication or farm assessment, you no longer are protected by the right to farm. So at that point, is it a farm? That's my question. I'm tossed on this.
Would it
still be a farm?
I would think for agricultural purposes,
for
it would be.
For agricultural purposes.
Correct.
Okay.
Wouldn't it be?
I don't know.
Whether it's farmland assessed or not, that's just a special treatment of the property to get reduced taxes.
Management plan.
Right. That's farming.
Would it be a plan?
Absolutely.
Would it have a stewardship?
Absolutely.
Would it have a forest?
It has to be approved by the DEP.
Okay.
I have 7.5 acres in Woodlands Management.
Or is a woodlot management plan an individual marking a tree, cutting it down for firewood, and that's a plan? Or does it have to have a forester as a plan?
It so must have
my
a forester.
Concern is the right to farm, tax implication, and the loss of the protection of the right to farm if you're not tax assessed. Just something
right.
I'm throwing out there.
There's two different types of plans for Woodlands Management.
Right.
One where you have to produce an income of $500 or more, and it must be at least now 5 acres. It used to be that from a practical point of view, it had to be 7.
At least 5 acres,
right.
Correct.
Right. Now there are two different programs. There's two different types of plans. There's Woodlands Stewardship, and there's Woodlands Management, which are two different plans.
Do each of those plans take a year to set up, or can they immediately begin if something isn't in place at the time, now, time?
I can tell you from my own personal experience, you have to wait 3 years before it qualifies.
Okay.
Before it qualifies for tax purposes.
Thank you.
Now, whether or not it's still considered an agricultural activity I can't answer that question because I've been long gone. I got mine in 2000.
It takes a period of time.
Correct.
To...
Yes. 3 years to get the reduced taxes on a woodlands management plan. And they just changed that because what was happening was that they had woodland management plans, and if you followed the plan, after about 7 or 8 years, you had no trees left. So the DEP stepped in and said... Well, go ahead. I'm trying to give you...
I'm sorry to interrupt you, but my line's just... Let's say I got a bunch of trees over there. I'm a farm. That's what I'm saying. I'm a farm. I don't earn any money, but I'm a farm. Is that a farm?
It can be if you have a woodland stewardship plan.
You have to have
plan.
A plan.
That's
and
right.
The plan has to have a forester.
Correct. Certified forester by the DEP. That's okay. Correct. You have to fulfill all those requirements to get that either woodlands management or woodlands...
I'm just confused, and I'm sorry that
It is a confusing area, Tom, so you're not alone.
All right, thank you. That's all.
Anyone else coming forward for a public comment?
Walt Bulicki from Spruce Run Road. Let me get this straight. Farming, if it's agriculture, you can't grow marijuana, right? Is that what I heard?
Medicinal marijuana, I heard.
Medicinal marijuana.
And I don't think you said agriculture.
So why are we even discussing any of this NARG group if they're under agriculture? They can't grow it anyway. How are they getting able to grow it?
How far are we going into this? Because... The question is it a farm? The question
let me ask you, what is that zone right now?
Resource conservation, which a farm is a principal permitted use.
But you can't grow marijuana on that, right? Medicinal marijuana.
That's before the other board to decide how that qualifies.
I'm led to believe that maybe not all of yous, but some of yous are for this, right? Because otherwise, yous would all said, what the hell do we want that here for? And just end it. Why even consider it? You know, this is nothing compared to what's been here. You know, in the planning board, last time they made a comment or two meetings ago, because I've been at all of them these last few months, and they said, well, where were you people years ago when we did this and we did that? Like, well, we didn't have to police you. Now we have to police you because you are all doing crooked stuff in our eyes anyway.
I heard that from a resident as well, that, you know, for years we never worried about the township committee. We felt that everything the committee was doing up here would be good.
Was good. That's why we put our faith in you people. When
you'd hear about it. I get that.
You know, we fought a development years ago over on Hickory Run because they wanted to put a wooden bridge across that creek over there to build the development. We said, you can't do that. We fought them and won. They went bankrupt. And the next guy that came in, he did it the right way. We're not saying you can't do it or you can't develop, but you got to do it right. But this thing here, the first thing is, I don't understand how this town and all you guys on that committee, when they came in and asked, we want to grow marijuana. Well, first of all, did they ever get that land cleared from all the toxic shit that's in there?
No.
Nobody. Why didn't the town step in 207 or 211 or whatever it was to say, you got to prove that this is good at their expense, not at our expense? Or why don't the town say, we're going to get it done at your expense?
Not mine.
No, NAR Group. Not you. The NAR Group.
The NAR Group didn't own it in 2007-11. The owners were bankrupt. That's one of the reasons the EPA came in and did the removal. So that was being watched and undertaken, and the EPA paid for that because the owner was bankrupt, couldn't pay for it.
But now a new person comes in, they should have to verify that, right?
And that's for the planning board to review that all other agency approvals have been granted. That's our check to do that. So So if there are DEP or EPA issues, those have to be solved before the planning board, before...
Would they have to be solved before, if operation is given, would they be coexisting with an operating facility or have to be done prior to? Do we know that?
That we don't know, but it would be, I would assume, that any approval, if they approved it, that's a big if.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's
right, you know
that. The sort of thing the planning board is working through.
They'd be subject to all approval from all outside agencies, and I'm assuming that would cover the DEP.
Yeah. So let me ask you this question, Guy. Do you feel that the actions by this committee over the last 3 years granted any approval for the NARD room?
Any approval? Yeah. Do I think?
Yeah.
Not having been here and heard all this?
Okay.
I would say no. There was no approval granted.
So,
excuse me? There was a letter written. There was no approval.
There's, and the letter said there's no approval.
Any approval is going to have to come from the planning board. The only thing they got was from the CRC.
If there's no zoning approval.
That's a question for the CRC, how the CRC got it. If you'd like, I can read the letter. It's a short letter.
They had to apply for a license with the state. That was under state control. They needed a piece of paper.
If there's no zoning approval, to me... It should be in the zoning board.
Yeah.
It should be.
Well, that's not to belabor the point, Tom, but that's your opinion. I respect that opinion, but that's up to the attorney for the planning board and the planning board itself. Somebody could make an argument that that's where it should be.
So right. I believe there's
that's
been
not,
a few good arguments that have yeah. been.
That's fine. The problem is, we're the committee. We don't make that argument. We don't make that decision.
No, we don't.
And I believe, to be clear, the applicant, Tom, the applicant decides where they apply. Then the board that they apply to reviews to decide if it moves forward or doesn't move forward.
Because if the zoning officer never signed off, which I don't believe he did.
No, he didn't. Nothing has ever been approved.
There should have been an application then to the zoning board. That's the problem I have.
And that's a question. That's a question for the planning board.
I'm not throwing anyone under the bus here. I'm just saying how it was implemented. To me, if you don't now, that means to me, everybody in this room should have the same treatment. Mm. That if they need something done and they go to the zoning officer and the zoning officer doesn't sign off, they can talk to the mayor of the town or the attorney.
They would appeal that
for the planning board and have something presented to them. Yeah. What you do for one, you have to do for all. Well, and I don't think we handled that.
What would have been the normal procedure if you're turned down by a zoning officer?
Excuse me?
What's the normal procedure if you're turned down by a zoning officer?
An application.
They
tell us to come back.
Yeah,
you go to the court of
appeal. Or you can appeal. You can have an interpretation, correct?
Was it done?
I don't know. That could still be what.
There's
again,
that's what I'm saying. It just.
I'm even going afoul here. We should not be talking about a pending application. So.
All due respect, ladies and gentlemen.
So.
I'm
sorry.
No.
So.
If the planning board is telling you to talk to us, the planning board is wrong.
I understand that's very frustrating.
The jurisdiction is with the planning board. It's not with this committee. There are two members of this committee that are on the planning board.
We get that.
Okay. And this application is before the planning board. It's not before the committee. We have no say in that right now. We have no say.
Guy, I know you weren't here when we originally got involved with this, but the township has inserted themselves in the place of the Board of Adjustment.
Yes.
Because we crafted a letter.
So let me read that letter.
Hold on.
We keep referring to this letter.
That's
may I read?
Right.
May I read the letter? Would you please indulge me?
Hold on.
Okay, then we're not going to discuss the letter till I get a chance to read it.
No, sure. The resolution then is done, and that is not the position of the township committee to make a land use determination on that, but we did it. So there are some gray areas that I find here.
We never made a land use determination.
The resolution to the land.
What resolution? 85?
85-2021.
So let me start with the letter of August 9th, 2019. Dear Mr. Grunberg, I'm writing in response to your letter dated August 1st requesting the issuance of a zoning permit to operate an indoor facility to grow medical marijuana at the above-referenced location. Not support, asking for a zoning permit. That's what they asked for. That's what this says. It is the township's understanding that such request is made in connection with Nitin Maglani's application to operate an alternative treatment center in the form of a medicinal cannabis cultivator's permit pursuant to NJSA requiring a letter from the municipality that the location will, quote, conform to municipal zoning requirements as part of such application.
Okay.
That just states what they're asking for.
Right.
Next paragraph is, based on my review of applicable township zoning ordinances and consultation with the zoning officer and land use board attorney, the above referenced property is located in the Resource Conservation District, and agricultural uses are permitted in such zone pursuant to Township Ordinance 409A.
Would you stop right there? Is that correct information?
We all agree that that's factual.
RC zone?
It's in the RC zone.
And it permits agriculture.
So there's no dispute here.
Okay, so keep going.
Moreover, the township's ordinances do not explicitly prohibit the cultivation of medical marijuana. Again, that was factually the case in 2019. And, in fact, still the case. Next paragraph. Please be advised that the proposed operation may be subject to site plan or variance approval by the Township Planning or Zoning Board. Thank you for your attention. So that's the end of it. So it opens up by stating you've asked for a zoning permit. We're not giving you a zoning permit. That may require approval by the Township Planning or Zoning Board. That's the letter that was sent.
Okay.
Why did we do a resolution?
Because there was no action in this letter. This is just clarifying the ordinances.
The resolution was action. And who was the resolution for?
So 85-2021, 2 years after this. So the circumstances, so everyone knows, the circumstances are that after 2 years after their application, the NAR group was awarded a medical cultivation license.
In part on the letter.
And as part of that, the CRC, the Cannabis Regulatory Commission, required them within 20 days to get a resolution of support.
Okay.
They came to us asking for a resolution of support. This is resolution 85-2021. Whereas the medical use of cannabis is authorized by the state of New Jersey pursuant to the J. Conan Compassionate Use, and whereas on October 15th, the Cannabis Regulatory Commission awarded the NAR Group a medical marijuana cultivation permit endorsement. Just fact.
How'd you get that?
The second whereas is a copy of the final agency decision is attached hereto. Whereas, pursuant to the final agency decision, NAR is required within 20 days to produce to the commission that it has, quote, local approval, unquote, to operate a cannabis business.
Who gave them the approval?
That's what's being asked for.
How local approval?
The CRC was what gave any approval so far is from the CRC. Whereas NAR has indicated a desire to operate a medical cannabis facility on the property located at 62 Anthony Road, whereas the proposed district is within the township's Resource Conservation Zoning District. Still just factual. Whereas, pursuant to Township Ordinance 409A, agricultural uses are permitted in the Resource Conservation District. Just a fact, no interpretation, no decision. Whereas, by letter dated August 19th, the township attorney confirmed that agricultural uses are permitted in the Resource Conservation District. Not taking a position on whether cannabis is agricultural or not. Just factually, it's agriculture. Whereas state regulations and guidance are unclear as to whether medical marijuana is or is not an agricultural crop.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas, although the township prohibited recreational cannabis pursuant to Ordinance 07-2021, such ordinance does not prohibit the cultivation of medical cannabis. Now, therefore, be it resolved, 1, the mayor and committee confirm that agricultural uses are permitted in the Resource Conservation District pursuant to Ordinance 409A, where the NAR group site is located, and that Ordinance 07-2021 does not prohibit the cultivation of medical cannabis. We've just repeated the facts that we stated. That's thereof. Number 2, therefore, this resolution shall not be construed as a use variance approval, site plan approval, or a zoning permit to operate a medical cannabis cultivation facility, and the proposed operation shall be subject to any required site plan or variance approval by the Township Planning Board and may be subject to approval by outside agencies, including but not limited to the Highlands Council, i.e. your water concerns, and the New Jersey DEP. We put that in the resolution. We were explicit as possible. Then three, prior to being issued a zoning permit or beginning construction, NAR shall appear before the Zoning and or Planning Board for an interpretation, use variance, and or site plan approval. It couldn't be more clear that we were telling them what they had to do. So number four, this resolution may be submitted by the NAR group to the Cannabis Regulatory Commission pursuant to the agency decision. We couldn't restrict them from contributing anywhere. The NAR group licensed to operate medical cannabis cultivation facility, and this resolution shall take effect immediately. Can I just quote?
That has no benefit to Lebanon Township.
Well,
that was a resolution that was a benefit to NAR.
Yes.
NAR requested that, yes. NAR requested that we do that resolution.
No benefit to this town.
It was voted in favor of the resolution.
It was voted by...
We voted on
the motion was made by Mr. Abakowski, seconded by Mr. Wall, and... Let me stop, please.
Okay.
Carried by unanimous favorable roll call vote. Prior to casting his vote, Mr. McKee stated that in the past, crops in Lebanon Township, corn, forage, hay, tomatoes, and pumpkins did not relate to this type of request. There was no need for security systems, lockdowns, alarms, or barriers. We all agree with that. Mr. McKee said that he believes that the NAR group has a good product, and if it is interpreted by the Board of Adjustment, it will provide constructive measures for them.
Correct.
He feels the resolution is right for all.
I do. As I've learned more, I disagree on that.
And that's fine to learn more, and we all can learn more, but this implication that you're saying we did the resolution wrong, we all had our opinions at the time.
Correct.
And I believe we correctly... We did that's what I meant before when I said this committee has taken all the correct actions to put this application in front of a body that can review all the details and
but
impose
if
conditions.
If we get no zoning approval, why is it not in the zoning?
That
and
is a question.
Why do they have that choice?
That is a question. That's a legal question. The applicant decides.
Yeah, that's a valid question, and if they don't, that'll be a threshold. I would say that's a threshold question for the planning board.
That'd be one of the first questions.
And I don't want to hear the planning board application, so to speak, particularly with two members of that board. But I get your point, and that could be a simple threshold question for the planning board.
Yeah, if I could be recognized, Rich Webb again. The problem with that resolution is not that it gave zoning approval, which, for the reasons the mayor read, it clearly didn't.
Right.
Okay? So everybody agrees with that. The problem with it is in the first part of the resolution, if you read it again, you recite why you're doing it. You say the CRC has asked that you get local approval.
Correct.
So the clear implication from that is the reason we're giving you this resolution is in satisfaction of your need to give it to the CRC that you have local approval. So you can't at the same time but give them that resolution and say, that's not local approval. Why the heck else would you give it to them?
Sir, as a lawyer, I recognize you're a good lawyer, and I think if you were on the other side of that, you would take the words the other way. You would say, the township never stated that local approval was granted, therefore this shouldn't be used as local approval. And
take the actual words. The preamble says, read the preamble that references the CRC.
The first whereas or the second?
I don't know which one it was. The one that references why they ask you for it, why you're doing it to begin with, the only reason you're doing it.
Whereas, pursuant to the final agency decision, NAR is required within 20 business days to provide the commission proof that it has, quote, local approval, unquote, to operate a cannabis business.
Okay, stop. So that's what you start. Whereas clauses are to explain why you're doing what you're doing, right? Right, counsel? That's why they're in there. That's what everybody in the world knows. That's why those whereas clauses are in there. So you just said, this is why we're doing this, because you need this, and it's going to go to... Now, what does it say at the end? What's the last thing it says about the CRC at the end? At the very end. It says you can... You read it earlier.
At the very end of...
At the end of the resolution, that they can send it to the CRC. Read that part.
Yes, so that it can be sent to the CRC.
No, read exactly.
I'll read exactly. Uh, Point number four, therefore, point four, this resolution may be submitted by the NAR Group to the Cannabis Regulatory Commission pursuant to the final agency decision dated October 15th, 2021, awarding the NAR Group a license to operate a medical cannabis facility.
Okay, so you start the resolution by saying you need it in order to satisfy this requirement of the law that the CRC needs, and you end it by saying you can submit this in satisfaction of
no,
the requirement.
No, where's the word
the
satisfaction?
Law? Pardon me?
Where's the word satisfaction?
Read it again, then. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
This resolution may be submitted by the NAR Group to the Cannabis Regulatory Commission pursuant to the final agency decision dated. There's no word satisfaction.
So pursuant anywhere. To, but the pursuant to is the same pursuant to as the beginning. It's the requirement that they get this from you. Listen, this
which
is a charade,
means,
okay?
Yes,
everybody here knows this.
It is. Which the intention and the actual fact here was that we allowed them to submit this to the CRC. Would you agree that the CRC would then evaluate whether this satisfied local proof?
You're absolutely right, and you blew it past them. That's exactly right. Here's what you did. You got real cute. You said, oh, let's give them this stuff that really doesn't say much. It says apples grow on trees and farms are farms. And then, but we're giving this to you because you need approval. You need local approval. Local approval. You cited the statute that comes out of. Then at the end, you say you can have this. You can give it to them in satisfaction of your need for this. And now you're going to say, oh, well, we didn't say that was local approval. Come on. It's a scam. It's ridiculous. Yeah, well, how about this? Why don't we clear it up? Why don't you clear it up and say, look, we said what we said. Apples grow on trees. It might be a crop, you know, all that good stuff. But just so we're clear, that resolution was not intended to be local approval for purposes of the statute, right? It wasn't, right? Are you saying that now?
That's what we said at the time. That's the way it's written.
Okay, so you're saying on the record right now that resolution does not constitute local approval that they need for the CRC. Yes or no?
If the CRC required zoning approval, this does not.
No, I'm not asking you about that. I'm asking you whether what you gave them was local. The term is local approval. Does it constitute local approval that they asked you for?
I don't see how,
this
could be considered.
Local
approval? Let me answer the question. I'm having a conversation with you.
How do they define local approval?
Yeah, I mean, it speaks for itself.
It's in the statute.
So
how do I define it? You gave it. Not you. You weren't there.
I wasn't
there. You weren't there. Sorry.
So may I ask you, when it says,
not really.
Therefore, prior to being issued a zoning permit or beginning construction, then our group shall
before the zoning board. You covered yourself on that.
Could we be more explicit
to
say that was not local
approval?
But there's
two different things under the statute. If you look at the cannabis statute, there's two aspects to it. There's zoning compliance and there's local approval. They're two different things. So you're qualifying on the zoning. That's fine. That'll be decided somewhere else. But there's a concept of local approval, which goes to a more generalized, broader notion that this is an appropriate thing on this site. That's what that's all about, and that's what they were asking you for, and that's what they think you gave them. That's what CRC thinks you gave them. And if you're telling me you didn't give them that, that's fine. Just say it right now that this was not local approval.
This was
well, the document speaks for itself. Yeah, are you saying they didn't read it?
I mean, the document speaks for itself.
It gave no local approval.
Say what it says.
No, it gave no local approval.
It gave no local approval. Thank you. Thank you.
Bill Bone with Glen Road. Just real quick, Mr. Lyons, the law firm you work for and your other associates that work for the six other towns.
Yes.
Do you also work with Collier Engineering in any of those towns?
Yes. I believe in one.
Oh, so isn't that a conflict of interest with the zoning board, with the planning board, and the applicant is Collier Engineering?
I'm not aware that's who their engineer is, nor am I part of that application.
Yeah, Collier Engineering is the applicant for NOR, and you work for with Collier Engineering in other towns, correct?
In another town,
yeah.
They're appointed there.
Okay, so
he's the township attorney. He's not the planning board attorney.
He's advising about township planning board issues that you shouldn't
can't do that.
No, he's not advising on the planning board.
It's the planning board attorney that advises the planning board. It isn't the township attorney.
Whoa. Time out. He's advising that the council here should not be taking any action because there's a planning board action. But meanwhile, he works with the planning board applicant's engineer. So there's even if there's an appearance of conflict of interest, you need to get a second opinion. That's all I got to say.
The question of whether or not there's an appearance of conflict is up to the individual. I have many situations as an attorney where there might be an appearance, and I check with people to begin with. You know, I represent so-and-so. I can't represent you. The gentleman here is the township attorney. It's the planning board attorney that I have a problem with if he works with Collier Engineering on a regular basis. I would say that could be a problem, not for the township.
It goes one step. I don't need that. That's good. Thank you. It goes one step further because if this goes to court, whatever goes to court, if it, whatever. But there's already court cases determined by judges saying if there's even an appearance of a conflict of interest, it all goes back to square one. Okay, so that might be specific of different things, and I understand what you're saying, but it just goes to the point. The optics are bad. We need to get a second opinion. Why? What's the big deal? Why are you pushing back on that? What's the big deal? He works with Collier. He in another capacity with another town. Who knows? They go out for drinks afterwards. They play golf together. Who knows? It just has the appearance. It doesn't smell right. Just go and get a second opinion from somebody who doesn't have any of that connection, period. Because he's advising you that you can't take action in reference to cannabis because there's a board, an applicant at the planning board.
I could see that.
They're connected.
I could see that if he had a client who is one of the owners of NAR. I understand it's not one person. There's a bunch of people involved.
Well, that's you get
some
correct.
Of whom apparently weren't allowed to join, and then all of a sudden they started campaigning against the application.
Yeah, I don't.
What? I don't know what you're talking about. Can you elaborate?
What are you saying? What
are you saying? I don't know what. But whatever. But anyway, there's. You should get a second opinion on it, even if there's an appearance on this. All right, we can go back and forth, but you should just say, hey, the water's muddy. Just get a second opinion that somebody doesn't have any kind of conflict, or even appearance of conflict, or get a second opinion about if there's an appearance of conflict. It's. You can go wherever you want to go with that, but I'm just bringing it up. He works with the engineer that the applicant is using. It's not rocket scientist. Come on.
This is for Mr. Lyons, not for you. Casey,
okay. Pardon?
Any other person coming forward to make a public comment?
Can you comment on his...
You can make a comment if you'd like to make.
You respond to what?
On that, I'm listening to that, and I need to think through it. Is all I can say.
I got a question. I got
to ask. Hi, Mike. Red Mill Road. The COC. You guys are familiar with what the COC required in the application. It's pretty familiar.
Yeah.
It must have been surprising. Excuse me for saying it this way because it's accusing. It must have been surprising that they received the application, that they received permission, knowing that we never actually gave them permission and that was one of the requirements. Did anyone turn around and say, hey, COC, I just want to make sure that I'm not on the hook 2 years later. Why'd you guys give approval? Because we never really gave it. You see my point?
I see your point, and it's...
No one reached out to the COC. No one reached out to the COC. I'm sorry. It's late. I know. I apologize. Did it occur to you to reach out to the COC and say, listen, because here we are, possibly, hopefully not, in a legal battle, and we could have avoided that if we said, hey, COC, whoa. We never really gave approval, but we understand it's one of the requirements. No? I want to. It's. I guess that could still happen. COC. It's come to light. But somebody went back and looked, because it takes a while for. We're a very small town. We don't have a lot of resources. It could take quite a while for an officer to go through this paperwork and say, "Whoa, wait a minute. This shouldn't have happened. Let's stop this and let's look at the COC.
Are you aware of there's any kind of appeal process on a license like that?
No. Is there?
I'm not. I mean, I'm not familiar with it. I mean, you're talking to somebody right here who voted against the legalization of marijuana.
You keep bringing that up.
So
that's got.
I keep bringing it up because it's true.
But Gary, guy,
3% of the people in guy, the country voted for it.
That's nice.
I'm not saying guy, that's appropriate for that site, but 63%. Now, I kind of, you know, what didn't include me.
Well, I don't know. Maybe it is relevant. Maybe he's right. Maybe 63% of this wants it. 63% of this wants marijuana to be grown in this town. Maybe you're right.
I hope that's not the case.
Do you? Because you keep bringing it up.
Well, because it's not pointed out by anybody.
This it's not back. It's not relevant. My God. Let him grow in Newark. That's fine. That's what I'm here to tell you. I read their mind. They want it grown in Newark. They don't want it grown in this township. Look at the plaque behind you. Listen, I love the history of New Jersey. I truly do. But I love living in Lebanon Township. I don't want to live in Newark. I don't want to live in any other town in this state. I want to live in this town, but I'd like it to say, and you said open land. That was a trick question. I don't want it to get any less than it is. That's what I'd like to say about that.
Are you in favor of open space? Period. Not
yes,
related
I am.
To that. So am I.
That's fantastic.
I'm glad that we've got a lot of open spaces preserved.
Let's
we
keep it.
Use more.
We should use more? Then make
we
it a park.
More preserved space. But that's a different
story. I listen, personally, I think that should be a park. Huntington County keeps sending out emails about all these other sites that were contaminated that are now parks. Maybe we could find some money to do that from the federal government. I think that's what should happen. I mean, otherwise, nothing heavy duty should be driving around on that piece of property. One more, and again, I just thank you. I just want to say that's why I live here. I don't want to live in any other part of this state. I really don't. This is where I want to live.
Me too. 60 years I've been here.
All right, so let's do what we can to do this right. Because it looks like it's come to light over the last several months that we didn't do it right. CRC was never given our approval. They must have made a mistake. Someone should reach out to them and find out what happened. Because we shouldn't even be here right now.
He's ignoring us.
And can we opt out?
If we get Mr. Lyons, wait.
I'm not ignoring you.
I didn't say you were. I'm sorry.
Sorry. I'm taking notes about what you said. And I'll
Look at that. You know, fantastic.
As I have been always.
I don't get to charge you, do I?
No.
I'm paying you already. That's right.
Yes, you are.
All right. Thank you. Thank you.
Glenn Bakowski, Woodland Road. I wasn't going to say anything today, but... just looking at the board, first time, maybe fourth time, you know, since this whole cannabis thing going on. You know, I can read body language really well. And today it became apparent that I can really understand what's going on here. You know, we all make mistakes. We do. We all do. Nobody's perfect. But it takes a real person to man up. And say, you know what? I'm sorry. You know what? I made a mistake. And I saw that in the room today a little bit with Tom. I could see that he said he stepped back, and I don't want to put words in your mouth, but you read through it a little bit further, and you know, you looked into it a little bit deeper, and you saw something, and maybe your opinions changed with more details. And some other members, you know, I feel differently upon, and I feel like there's a hidden agenda behind it. And I think a lot of people in this room probably feel the same way, and I don't want to speak for anybody in the room, but I don't think you have our best interest for the town. I really don't think you have the best interest. I'm on Woodland Road, and I know what's going to go on. You don't live on Woodland Road. You don't live on the Nearing Roads. just sad, really sad that, you know, I could see the looks and
well, if you look at me, I have to pee, so.
Yeah. Well, you looked like that every single one of our meetings. So again, I'm not trying to be rude.
I just want to clarify.
I don't want to be rude, but I'm just trying to be honest.
Well, and I want to be honest here. Myself and Ms. Kohler both are on the planning board, and we have to keep our opinions, quite frankly, to ourselves until the planning board hearing, because we have to have this show that we're unbiased to that. We get that. We can have our opinions, but we can't share them. So at that point, we hear all the testimony. We get to make our statements. We get to make then at that point our views known and how we feel. But until that point, unfortunately, we have to keep them bottled up. Otherwise, if we say something at this point, it becomes a mechanism for that applicant to say there's pre-existing bias.
Okay.
And we have to keep it. It's not meant to be dismissive. It's not meant to be, I hear everything everybody says. It's meant to try to make sure that when I'm there, the statements I make are there and on that record, nowhere else.
Okay. Gotcha. Just saying it just because, you know, so again, this is my first time at any of these. So it's very unfamiliar for me. I always feel like, we're on a different team. And that's not what I want to feel. But I understand your point that you just made there. So I get that. I just want to say this one thing because I'm a dead believer in it. And just take this to bed with you. Karma. Just remember that in your head. Make the right decision because karma is a nasty you-know-what.
Yeah, I'll make this quick for you, okay? You mentioned before that the applicant on this property, I guess, have gotten approvals for zoning there or nothing?
No, there's no
approval. Well, then, have you been there? They put an industrial driveway in. They brought in millings and extended the existing parking lot that was there, almost doubled it. Yeah, they're cleaning up some of the other debris and stuff, but how come are they paying fines?
I believe so.
They're paying fines. So that's the kind of neighbor we're going to have? They're going to be the hell with you? That's the stuff that I'm worried about. And again, who am I going to complain to when my backyard stinks? You? You'll probably be gone. It'll be the next group of administrators or committee in here. And that's all of our concerns. We are really worried about the impact, the environment, our level and quality of life in this township. And I stay up at night, or I wake up in the middle of the night thinking about this all the time. And I didn't move out here to have to contend with that kind of factory there. I worked in the livestock industry all my life. We have a shortage of livestock slaughter facilities. That had been an ideal place for that. But in the end, it's the wrong place. And that's how I feel about this cannabis factory. It is the wrong place. Nobody here disagrees. Well, we may disagree with medical and all that stuff, but we don't want it in our township.
Mr. Lowell, this is directly, Michael Annese, Red Mill Road. This is directly at you. I'm sorry, but I have to say this.
You can answer it, I will.
You don't have to answer it. The last time we were in this meeting, both you and Mr. Duckworth told Nitin not to speak when the gentleman on Spruce Run asked him to. That was not unbiased. That was not unbiased.
You have to agree with that. That man couldn't suppose he was a grown man, as the gentleman on Spruce Run said. Nobody had to tell him what to do. It was very biased.
Any other public comment?
I'm sure there's a lot.
I just wanted to ask, if the VA...
Please, so we get it on the requirement and on the recording.
I just want to
want to know with the business administrator, is there a time limit? I mean, isn't there a point of time where this is, should be settled? From what I've seen and what I know, there's not that many people involved. How many people are they interviewing?
Again, the business administrator has a right to be noticed if we're going to speak about her tonight. She was not noticed. And I don't want to commit a violation of that requirement this evening in order to bolster a potential claim against the township. There are, again, I'd said earlier in the meeting, there have been several conducted. There are more this week and there are more next week. I can't prejudge the outcome of that, and I understand and appreciate your frustration with the pace. I do. And again, we are handling this in a straightforward manner, comprehensive manner, to protect the rights of the township, the taxpayers, and the employees. And it is a difficult balancing act. I do not contest that. And I understand your frustration and the pace at which government works. But it is underway, and it is, and I do check regularly to make sure that there is constant activity in the matter.
Before she was hired, this was her MO, and we should have known and not done it.
I'm looking to see if there are any other people coming forward for public comment. Seeing no others, last call. Is there a motion to close public comment?
So made.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Can we take a break for Mr. Moore?
Well, having no other business before the committee, is there a motion to adjourn?
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Thank you.
You're going to be floating.
If you're going to walk with me.
I would be curious.
Hi. Good, are you?